The SME Clinic, brought to you in association with Zenadyn, your accountancy experts in supporting local businesses to grow.
Keith, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Good evening, Amber. How are you?
Very good, thank you. I hope you're keeping well. I suppose from what you're seeing on the ground, Keith, how easy or how difficult maybe is it for a typical Irish SME today to secure a regular bank loan or an overdraft facility?
Yeah, I think, Amber, when you talk about regular bank loan, it's probably more difficult today than it has been in the past owing to the limited options that are there. Obviously, we've only got three mainstream banks in the country at the minute, so that can be the challenging aspect of it. However, it's certainly not all doom and gloom in terms of the challenges around securing finance. It can be done. It's a matter of presenting it in the right way to the lender and presenting it in a way that meets their criteria and also meets your needs. So there are challenges, but I don't think it's as difficult as would have seen before. I think principally what you find is if you can present it in a way that shows why you need the funds, what they're going to be used for, and you present that in a way that's as professional as possible, be that focus on historic trading or projections to hand, I think that would certainly be a big help in meeting some of those challenges.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good to hear. When an SME then maybe approaches a mainstream bank in Ireland, what are the non-negotiables that really, I suppose, make or break the application, first of all? And also maybe as well, Keith, what would be your advice, I suppose, to people looking for finance for the next 6 to 12 months or so?
Now, Amber, it's really difficult in terms of every case is different in its own regard. So you need to look at everyone as they stand. But like the main non-negotiables that you have there really start with the basics. So you need to make sure that your company or your business is compliant. If that's down to the items as simple as make sure that your CRO filings are up to date, make sure that your accounts and revenue are up to date, and make sure that your current account has good behaviors within it. And when I talk about good behaviors in your current account, I mean, if you've got cash flow stresses at any point in time, that you don't have unpaids on the account, that you manage it within your overdraft if at all possible. So those kind of the building blocks of just getting the compliance piece right is already one step on the ladder. After that, then the other non-negotiables that have come out afterwards is that you actually pick the correct product you're applying for to meet your needs. So what we often find is that customers will come to us and clients will come to us and they will say, I want to get a 10-year loan. And you ask them what it's for, and it's for stock, which will, you know, cycle within 12 months. So a lender will not look at that favorably because they want to know why someone would be seeking a 10-year product for what's a 12-month cycle of stock. And you can often find that goes in various different directions. So that correct decisioning around your product selection is so, so important. And the final piece that really, you know, the other piece on the ladder, a step on the ladder, is that you actually present it in a way that's professional. You present it in a way that gives all the information that doesn't leave a lender looking to come back to you. Because if a lender feels that they're coming asking questions, that means that you maybe have something that you don't want to be forthcoming with. So it's very important to be very professional in how you present this to any lender.
Yeah, that's good advice there as well. And outside the big pillar banks that we know, I suppose, and are familiar with, are there alternatives in the secondary and the specialist space maybe for Irish SMEs, Keith? And what maybe niches or gaps are they filling?
Yeah, Amber, absolutely. And I think this is where we're really starting to see a modernization of the Irish finance market and a movement in terms of more options available. I think a lot of international lenders and Irish alternative lenders who've taken a view on the international market have looked and said, we don't need to be all things to all people. We need to have a solution for some people. And more options are now coming to the market as a result. So if you're looking for a cash flow lend, there are lots of different options in this secondary and alternative market there at the minute. And they range from specialist invoice discounting providers to merchant cash advance cash flow lenders, all the way through to secured lenders on ticketed properties. So, you know, if you want to buy the property out of which you trade out of, you will have lenders there who'll do that piece as well. So that's the really positive news there in terms of there are new alternatives and specialists coming, and they are meeting the gaps. I think what's really interesting about these specialists is they realize they've got to do stuff that's different from the mainstreams. So their products are normally maybe a little bit different. There can be some nuances. They might take a little bit more risk. They're often much quicker than your traditional lender in coming back. Now, saying all that, they obviously have a criteria, lending criteria to meet. So you often meet a lot of clients who will say, oh, I'm going applying to this alternative lender and, you know, I should get my money very easily there. You will get your money easily if you meet all their criteria. No lender is just giving out money hand over fist. They all need to go through a process of making sure that it's correctly assessed and that it's been lent in a clear way. So I always say, when it comes to whether you're a mainstream lender or whether you're an alternative lender, a way that these are often assessed are under the three C's. So the first piece is the character of the individual. So do they have a nice clean credit history? If they don't, is there reasons why they don't? Around that character piece as well as have they experience in what they're doing, or are they a startup, right? The second C that comes into the mix is their capacity to repay the debt. So can we actually show that if you're borrowing 100,000 euro, you're going to repay it over a 5 year period? Can you actually afford to pay it off over a 5 year period? Are the numbers already there in the financials, or are they there in the projections? And the final C that this is often assessed under is the collateral. So if everything goes wrong, what's the collateral that's there as security for the loan? So whether you're a mainstream lender or a secondary lender, these three C's become very, very important in terms of the assessment that's there within it. I think the other piece that's worth noting, Amber, at this point is that the SBCI, so that's the Strategic Banking Corporation of Ireland, often support both the mainstream and the secondary lenders when it comes to those borderline cases for some clients.
Okay, very interesting. And you mentioned there the Strategic Banking Corporation of Ireland. Can you explain what that is to our listeners?
Yeah, so the Strategic Banking Corporation of Ireland is often known as the SBCI, and it's a government agency that sits within the Department of Finance. It's a risk-sharing agency, and basically what that means is if you apply for a loan, you would go first to the SBCI, who would do an assessment in terms of whichever product you're applying for, be that a term loan, be that a cash flow support, or be that an invoice discounting, leasing. They have lots of different options. You will go in, you do your assessment under the SBCI criteria, and they give you a cert. They don't give you the money or the approval. They give you a cert, and you bring that cert then to an agreed funder. So that agreed funder can be mainstream, secondary, alternative, or specialist. And you go with the cert and you say, I've been pre-assessed. The SBCI are happy with the way that I'm approaching the business. And then the lender, how they would normally do their assessment is that you're going to have, similar to a bell curve, there'll be a certain amount of definite no's, there'll be a certain amount of definite yeses. And where the cert comes in is it helps those who sit in the middle where, the lender would like to do this, but there might be one or two nuances within the case that would mean they would falter on the side of a no. But in this case, it would falter on the side of a yes because they've got the support of the SBCI. And the SBCI, what they basically say is that it's not to allow high-risk cases to go through, but it's maybe to allow higher-risk cases to go through that the bank can take support from. And what the bank gets the support there is that in the event that there's a default on the loan or something goes wrong, the government will step in and meet some of the losses that might be incurred as part of that lending. So that's where the risk sharing comes in. The government will share the risk with the lender in terms of making sure that cash flow goes out to SMEs to support them. Now, I know the way I've spoken there probably sounds that it's a complicated process. It is, but at the same stage, it's very much a process. So once you get into it, you follow through each step by step by step in the process. And that way, you should be able to access funds in a way that allows you maybe either get a little bit more or get the approval that you might not otherwise have got. Or even in some cases, it might allow you to secure more preferential terms, rates, or conditions.
And Keith, I suppose if an SME owner, maybe they might be weighing up their options between a specialist lender versus then their main bank, for example, what practical questions maybe should they ask to understand, I suppose, the real cost, the speed, and the risks, I suppose, associated with each option as well?
Yes, Amber. Now, in this case, what I often say to our clients is I'd like to you to write down three words in front of you, and you can pick any of those two you want. So the three words that I ask a client to write in front of them are the words cheap, they're the words fast, and they're the words good. And you can have any two of those three, but you can never have them all. So, in the event of an alternative lender, that might be someone who wants it fast and they want it good, but then they know it's not going to be cheap because alternative lenders, in return for taking a little bit more risk and for in return for getting it to you that bit quicker, they're going to price it a little bit differently. In the event of a mainstream lender, you might say you want it cheap and that you want it good. Well, that means it mightn't be quick because you've got to go through a process with the mainstream lender that might be a little bit slower. So what we find is that helps our clients and an SME make a decision around which lender is right for them. And that little test that you put in front of yourself focuses the mind in terms of where you might select. You often find in these cases, as I said, the cost piece can be a huge factor for people, but sometimes it's the cost of not getting it done can be more significant. We find that a lot of SMEs will look at the alternative lenders and they'll say, this is being priced at 10% and I can get it at 5% with my mainstream bank. But the cost of maybe waiting 2 months, 3 months, 4 months for a mainstream funder to go through their process could result in lost business or the lost opportunity. So sometimes it's a cost of doing business to go with an alternative. In other cases, you will have clients and SMEs who will say, yes, I can afford to wait for the better rate, and I'm happy to do that and go through that process in terms of going there. So it very much is a case of choosing the right product and the right lender to meet your needs as part of your own process. You have to remember, when you're making your selection and you're getting into this, you're going to be signing up to take a sizable amount of money for a sizable amount of time, be that 12 months, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. So you need to make sure that when you get into it, you're getting into it with the right lender on the right terms and the right conditions for the right opportunity. So you very much, you get your process right as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's great advice. And you've given us lots of great advice there during the slot as well. And there is a lot to take away, I suppose, for businesses. What would be maybe, Keith, just before we finish up, some of your, I suppose, key takeaways for businesses that are maybe currently looking to secure finance?
Yeah, Amber, I'd always say, you know, the world of finance is so dynamic. It changes every day, every week, every month. And a lot of business owners will look at this and they'll say, this is the way I last did it when I applied for a loan 5 years ago. Or this is the way that my predecessor did it in a family business. Or this is the way that I've heard other people do it. Because the world of finance changes so much and regulation changes so much, it's a matter of making sure that you consult with the right professional in terms of getting that piece right. You present your proposal in a way that's very professional, that meets all the criteria that a lender might be looking for, that provides all the information that a lender might be looking for. And then ultimately, you need to realize as part of this that regulation changes quite significantly, quite regularly. Assessment criteria can move within lenders on any given basis. So we've seen it over the last 12 months where assessment criteria can significantly change the opportunity that a case might either get approved or declined. And in relation to that, all lenders have different criteria. So it's really, really important that when you're making this assessment of which lender to go with, you need to understand what their criteria might be that gives you the best chance of an approval on the best rates, terms, and conditions that you can possibly get in the market. You also, I suppose, there's been a lot of changes for SMEs around the way of doing business, Amber, and that's probably something that I haven't touched on just yet in terms of our main conversation. But a lot of lenders are moving to the usage of AI and automation. And what that is that when you submit your documentation, you might be asked to submit it online, and that can result in an automatic yes or an automatic no. And that way of doing business can be quite challenging for a lot of business owners because they mightn't necessarily know what needs to be done in terms of the automated portals, but also when they get a no, it mightn't mean that it's a decline. It might mean that it's not a yes, which I know is the same thing, but it's very different because a no can mean you haven't submitted it right, you haven't submitted to meet the criteria, you haven't put your best foot forward. And that piece of it within it is where, again, a professional can come in and help with that in terms of presenting it in a way that will give you the best opportunity with the lender. And I think ultimately, Amber, that's probably where I would say the best advice you can take on this is not a simple process, but it's also one that many SMEs have to do on a daily basis. So it's a matter of giving it the same time and allowance within your diary to actually sit down, work through the process, understand what needs to be done, and actually work your way through in the same way that you have when you're running other aspects of your business.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's great advice there. Keith, thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show and for giving us all that practical advice. It's been lovely to talk to you.
No problem, Amber. You're most welcome. And I hope your listeners have got something out of our time there.
Absolutely.
The SME Clinic, brought to you in association with Zenedin, your accountancy experts in supporting local businesses to grow.